We're here with Brandon Jones. Brandon, I know you you have another race in the doubleheader today. We'll go straight to questions. Congratulations. And we'll open it with Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Brandon, congratulations on this win. How concerned were you going side by side with Creed there those last couple laps? And did you think if Christian Eckes didn't spin out there, did you have a chance to catch him?
Yeah, Christian was – he was better in the tall than me, I think. But my one and my three were just lights out different. So I was working so hard to get clean air. That's kind of what I felt like I was struggling with. I just needed some clean air on my nose to be good through the tunnel. So that was the kind of thing holding me back. But I thought, I was getting big runs. He was getting out in front of me from that, and then I would really run up to him. So misfortunate that happened to him. You know, it'd been fun to race with a teammate. But at the end, I think it's just a game of cat and mouse. Who's going to live first down into turn one? And the 38 gave us a heck of a push. We were talking to him there a little bit before that restart, trying to get him to push better. I think he had the rear tires lifted up off the ground coming to the restart zone. So he did his job there, got me out front. And then whoever was there on the inside of me, the 16, I guess, we were kind of just playing who's going to live first. And we both drove down in the corner pretty deep. The outside just had so much more momentum all day long. The PJ1 was definitely a different way to race this racetrack. There was a lot of differences for me this time coming here with running up to that middle lane. But I always do good when we have PJ1. Same thing that was at Phoenix when we won the Xfinity race, just really utilizing that PJ1 good. So I was happy to see that they added that.
Next up, we'll go with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brandon, you've won in the Xfinity Series, but haven't won in a truck. What does it mean to win in the truck?
Yeah, this is big. That was the only thing that I was missing. And now that everything that I've raced in, I think I've got at least one win in. So pretty big, really is. It means so much for me to at least do it with KBM too. I mean, I told him on the front stretch that when I was 13 years old racing short tracks, that the 51 was at the racetrack every week with the super late models. And I knew one day, I'm like, that's what I want to be doing, is racing with Kyle Busch, and now I'm here winning races with him.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take a question from Daryl Kinsey. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, Christian, congratulations today. The restarts today looked hairy from where we were watching on TV, from your end of the truck. What do those restarts look like?
Yeah, they're a little different. With the compound up there, definitely played a big change in style the way we attacked our restarts. You really wanted to be on that top lane. It didn't really matter what position you were in. You really needed that momentum up there. The trucks just, they don't have the power. They don't have the RPM to get you out of the hole. So you really just got to carry as much momentum as possible. And the top lane just had the momentum where you needed to be. A few times I would get the top going good through the restart, and then I would bail on it trying to protect and play defense when I shouldn't have been, and that was hurting me a little bit. So I got off of that and just stayed committed to that top line for at least that one lap until I got cleared.
And we'll take one more question, and that'll go to Cole Cusimano. Go ahead, Cole.
Congrats, Brandon. So how much confidence do you have going into the Xfinity race now that you secured your first Truck Series win?
Yeah, this is big for me. I mean, there's going to be a lot of differences today. There's going to be differences in line and lines and things like that. I don't think you'll see as many caution flags as you saw today, but this definitely helps. I know now what the PJ1 does, at least to the tire. I know, kind of where you want to start, where you want to be ending. So all that stuff is a big help. I think, I expect our Xfinity car to be really fast. So I'm looking forward to seeing how much different it is, when we jump in the Xfinity car in a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Brandon, thank you for your time. I know you got some more work to do, so good luck in the Xfinity race.
Appreciate it.